If you want to watch the next space shuttle take off, mark your calendar for February 18th, 1988. That is according to NASA's official new 7-year space shuttle schedule announced today. NPR's Daniel Swerling reports.
During the first year, 1988, the agency plans to launch only 5 shuttles, less than half the number they'd been planning to launch this year until the Challenger accident happened. In 1989, they'll launch 10 shuttles and then slowly work their way up to 16 flights a year in the early 90s. By then, agency officials said today, they'll have built the new 4th safer shuttle, although they don't know yet exactly where they'll get the money, and they'll start building a permanent space station. The new shuttle program looks a lot more sober than the previous one did. No, said NASA Administrator James Fletcher, there are no specific plans to send up another teacher or journalist. Until the Challenger exploded, of course, NASA was holding a widely publicized competition to send a reporter into space.
There's a lot of opposition from some quarters to flying any so-called civilians in space, but my bias is that, yes, in time, civilians will be flying again in space, but certainly not in the first year. I think we want to get our act together first before we start taking risks of that sort.
And as administration officials have been predicting, the shuttles will carry a much different mix of cargoes than NASA had been planning until the accident. The military will be much more prominent than ever before. For at least the first few years, the Pentagon will fill more than half the shuttle flights with secret Star Wars tests and military communication satellites. NASA's space exploration projects will get next priority, such as the Hubble telescope, which will see closer to the edges of the universe than any telescope in the past. As for commercial business satellites, which were originally supposed to be the financial backbone of the program, most of them will be bumped for lack of space. Under President Reagan's orders, all commercial space cargo launched in the United States will eventually have to fly on private industry's own rockets. I'm Daniel Swerdling in Washington.